Hey, greetings, everybody. We are coming to you today at the end of a really good day. It's Sister Amen with me, Brother Tupo. Sister Amen.
Uh-huh.
How did you enjoy your day today?
Very much.
It was awesome, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's always good serving the Lord.
We got up and we did some work online, and then we went and met some brothers. We'll talk about that at a really nice place to kind of have some fellowship and have a little bit of a refuge for the day. We went down by a river, and we ended up doing witnessing down by the river. And the brothers did really good. Young brothers did really good. Sister Amen made us an awesome lunch at first, and then she later made us an awesome dinner. Good job, Titus 2 stuff, Sister Amen. Mm-hmm. And I guess I'll just talk about the witnessing we had there.
Yeah.
So we showed up this river spot. And I was going to teach the young brothers how to fish. And I said, maybe we'll get to witness. Sure enough, a man rides up on a bike, and we waved at him. He came right over, and Brother Purgos went right over and talked to him. And this guy listened.
Uh-huh.
Stood there, listened, said he knew the churches were false. And he listened for quite a while, and Brother Purgos gave him a gospel card. And so that was awesome. And then we went down by the river while Sister Amen was getting ready to cook our dinner for us, and because we had already had lunch earlier in the day together. And two men came walking up, and I walked back, and the brothers were both witnessing to them. A man from Africa that was a Baptist pastor, and the man from the Baptist church. And we ended up talking to them. That was kind of sad. They ended up not even having 5 minutes to talk the gospel with me. And they said, we got to get going. We're in a hurry. We got to go pick our son up at basketball practice. I went through the gospel with them. They were worldly. They didn't care. They said they had to go. Sister Amen and I saw him for half an hour sightseeing, walking around, and I was standing by my van, and the guy said he saw me walk by, and he goes, yeah, okay, yeah, I know, we're still here. And I pretty much rebuked him and said, you guys are liars. You don't care about the truth. You don't even love God's people. And what'd they do?
They laughed and they took off.
They laughed and they got in their car and they took off. So when people ask us, why do we oppose man-made religion like the Baptist faith, could it be that because it creates kind of false converts like this that say they love God, but they have a false gospel. They try to defend sin and worldliness. And they drove off and they didn't even care to talk about the things of God with us.
Nope, they're not God. You know those places? They're, what are they? They're right when they say this. A hospital for sinners.
Yep.
Not a sanctuary for saints.
And they're
exactly right, because they're synagogues of Satan.
They definitely are synagogues of Satan. So, And then later, right when we were done fishing, another man walked up, and young Brother Koo went up and witnessed to him, and that was awesome. He listened for a long time. I introduced myself, gave him one of my gospel cards, and he thanked us. So it was awesome. All in all, it was a really awesome day. Rain came in, so we had to kind of clear out of there. Uh-huh. And then we drove to a park where we know there's a pavilion, and we gathered with some other saints online, and we had the Lord's Supper together.
Amen, yeah.
So that was awesome. Sister Amen made, what'd you make for us for dinner, Sister Amen?
Potato soup
and the bread we had, and it was awesome fellowship. So it was just an awesome day. One of those, I don't want to say quiet, slower day, but it was a quiet, slower day.
It was packed full.
But it was full. When I say quiet, I guess I mean,
our days are always full.
We don't travel, we're not doing a bunch of stuff, but yeah, maybe not so much quiet, but it was very peaceful. And online we discussed Psalm 3 and 1 Corinthians 1. I also did a presentation of the Lord's Supper, so you can hear those up in the Ecclesia gathering area. And what's that? What's going to be at the top of the post today?
Couple videos.
Oh, some videos. So that will be awesome. It was a beautiful day in the Lord.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Simple and beautiful. Uh-huh. What's on your mind, Sister Amen?
I was going to talk about that email we got.
Oh yeah,
I've been emailing with a woman that reached out to us and trying to share with her about her religious body and wanting to help her discern it and help her repent of anything that needs to be, and helping her discern, you know, what saints are to do in their life, you know, Romans 16:17 and basic obedience.
Right.
And just wanting to see what her intentions were for reaching out to us and if it was unity. But sadly, we kind of got the same response we get from many, many, many people. And it's, I need time with God was hers. I'm not trying to be mean or anything. I really hope this is for true or for real on this one.
Yeah.
To go dig into the scriptures, because we hear that all the time or something similar. I wanted to go take some time away. I don't want any influence. And we never hear from people like that. And when we happen to be able to check up on them, we see they've gone back further from where they were.
Yeah, it's kind of a strange thing. You'll get a man that's been a Christian for 50 years doing things his own way and talking to the Lord in his own way. Then people bring him truth and he goes, oh, wow, I never heard this truth before. And then he goes off and says, I think I'm going to go off and talk to the Lord in my own way. And you look at him, you go, how's that worked for you for 50 years? You're worldly, you're carnal, you're in man-made religion. I don't know what Lord you're talking to. I don't know what word you're reading, but you maybe ought to look at the truth that people are bringing you in God's word. And that usually is just a sign that people aren't ready to make the changes. They love the world. They love their man-made religion. They love the sins of the flesh, whatever it may be. And so hopefully with this lady, it's different. Hopefully she goes back, tests all things, and then comes back and wants the truth.
And you know what's interesting? We've seen this over the years. Some people will recommend our website and say they don't see any fault in us.
Yep.
But yet when they actually reach out to us and we show them that they do have some faults and errors against the Word of God, they don't bother to correct it. I hope we're wrong in this case. I'm not judging anything, but I really hope if you're listening to this, I hope you repent and come to the truth quickly because you're in danger.
Yeah, your soul's on the line. Reminds me of you. I just finished the verse by verse in Philemon, and Paul mentions the fellow worker Demas, and some of the brothers went and looked it up, and Demas fell away from the Lord, and Paul says why he fell away from the Lord. He loved the things of the world.
Well, that's what we see with people.
And that's what we see with people. They love their man-made religion. They love their man-made traditions. They love the ways of the flesh. And if you love the things of the world, the love of the Father's not in you. 1 John 2:15.
That also goes for the people of the world.
Yep.
Because everybody thinks just things. But I would say probably right at the top of the list for people and hills they die on would be family.
Yep. Family, and then right after that is sports and my hobbies
clothing,
and my interests, pride and vanity. Yeah,
all I mean, they're all ranked way up at the top, but yeah, family and biblical separation is
so hopefully this lady will look at that all the truth that you and I shared with her, and maybe she'll say, I want more of that because her current religious body is not bringing her the truth.
No.
They're practicing a bunch of lies.
No, and we love people. That's why we go the extra mile and try to show them. So
hopefully we'll hear from her again.
Yeah, I hope so.
What else, Sister Amin?
A brother mentioned something about some struggles and how he wasn't warring against the flesh.
Mm.
And I've been pondering that, Galatians 5:24, and they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust.
Yeah.
So it is a battle. I know we wrestle not against the flesh, but the spirits, as it says in Ephesians 6, but we still got to kill our flesh.
Yeah, we got to kill our flesh, and then we wrestle against spirits. Right. Yeah, that's a great point. You got to war against it. If you take it lightly and you don't war against it, your flesh will overcome you.
And then what will happen, you might just say, well, I'm going to go to God for a while and try to work it out on my own like I have been all these years and not get anywhere.
Yep.
So if you have brethren that are trying to help press you to war against your flesh, listen to them because they can see it.
Walk in the Spirit every day. Make priorities to seek the kingdom. All of those things people need to be working on and doing. So, be diligent. And we'll talk about that at the end. I have a scripture verse on that. Mm-hmm. Diligently seeking after, not giving occasion to the flesh.
Right.
Yeah,
because the flesh will blind us real easy.
Yeah. What else, Sister Amin?
Well, there was a lot of different conversations going on lately, and one part I was just thinking about was being content.
Yep.
And Hebrews 13:5, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So I was thinking about, you know, we need to be content with the things we have, like it says in there. And that includes, like, jobs, because brothers have been talking about things like that, different things in the world, who you have in your life or who you don't have in your life, what your life is like, what the Lord has for ministry in you, where you live, what's going on. I mean,
your status, married, single, children, whatever.
Every aspect, and us sisters were talking about that, too. The married woman with a bunch of children may look at a single woman and maybe long for some more peace and quiet that she doesn't have. And the single woman's looking at the married woman,
wishing she had a bunch of kids.
Yeah. And then a brother who's like got a lot of ministry and less work maybe getting tired looking at the other brother who just works a simple job and doesn't have the stress of some of the ministry, you know, and the brother, yeah. You know, it's back and forth.
The grass is always greener on the other side and all that kind of stuff. And it right. really, it comes down to, ready, covetousness.
It all is, yeah.
Wanting what we don't have and looking at what somebody else has, it's covetousness.
We're to rejoice in all things, be thankful and content. It really doesn't matter what
Amen.
Is going on in our life.
Yeah.
We need to be that way, otherwise we're going against the will of God. I wanted to read 1 Peter 2:11-12. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that, whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. So, sisters, if you're in those situations that you don't like, you need to have an attitude adjustment. It yeah. really doesn't matter what your life is like. I mean, Paul wrote about rejoicing in prison.
Right.
We got to get over a lot of these pity parties that a lot of people have.
Yeah.
And putting blame on other people. And I'm just talking in general. It's a good reminder to all of us, every yeah. single one of us.
And I talk to the brothers, if you have a job and the job doesn't please you and you're not happy in your job, if you're looking at the job and you're discontent and you're unhappy, you're not looking at Christ.
Right.
And he's going to say, hey, I thought you were supposed to rely on me, not your situation. So don't rely on your circumstances. Rely on the Lord, and he is your strength. So I was sharing with brothers, sometimes it's good to go through a season where you don't have joy in your job or your surrounding, and then find your joy in the Lord, and you'll grow from that.
Right, because that's living in the flesh.
Yep.
Oh, I don't really like this. Oh, I don't want to have to do this. What's my life going to be like for all these years coming ahead? It's like you're losing all those times. I told the sisters, I said, we're talking about redeeming the time. I said, if every minute was like a penny or a dollar or $100, how are you spending it?
Right. Yeah.
For the Lord, or yeah. are we grumbling and complaining?
Discontent, complaining, stiff neck.
Yeah, we should be rejoicing, because after I just read that scripture, people are watching us.
Yep.
And if they watch you go through all these trials, you don't know who from the distance is watching you. And if you're not happy, you're not joyous, you're not peaceful, they're going to see a God that doesn't give you enough to sustain you through it.
Amen.
But if you're joyous and smiling and cheerful and pressing through it all.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, that's going to be a strength to somebody going, I want that.
Yeah, nothing worse than being ungrateful in that way and not focusing on eternity, which if you focus on eternity and you know Christ wants to prepare a place for you and he's coming back for you, I don't know how your job or your situation on earth could ever get you down and steal your joy.
Right, right. I like that. I like looking into that subject because it's a good reminder to us all the time.
It is.
We got to deal with the flesh every day.
Yep, every day. And that's something... been teaching the brothers, walk in the Spirit every day. Don't give occasion to the flesh. Don't let your desires of this life sweep you away. Keep your eyes set on the kingdom of God.
Yeah, and look at every day as an adventure, even if it's the same thing, because you never know when God yeah. might spring something on you and you're not ready living yeah. in the flesh.
Amen.
We don't want that. Yeah,
yeah, you want to put people in your path. You want to have ministry opportunities. You want to be growing. You want to be planning. You want to be looking ahead, but it's all yeah. for his glory.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, praise
awesome.
God.
Anything else, Sister Raman?
I have a scripture verse.
Go for it.
And it kind of maybe, this is 2 Peter 1:20, and I just wanted to share this with sisters. If you're out on the streets or you're witnessing to somebody or however it is, even if it's on email and somebody says, oh, well, that's just what you believe, or, you know, everybody has their own interpretation. I just want to give this to you, sisters, if you don't know it. 2 Peter 1:20. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. We hear that all the time. People say, oh, that's what you believe. That's what you think. That's what you feel. But we have one Father, one Spirit, one Lord, one body, one word. If I didn't say that, how can we have multiple different interpretations and 40,000 denominations? We don't need
right.
to have that. So we need to have the interpretation from the Word of God led by the Spirit, and it always comes out the same way.
It does,
and
yeah.
if you twist it, then you're using bad eisegesis. You're not using exegesis, getting to the truth. So it's just a cop-out for man-made religion, and it helps people get around sin so they can stay in their sin. Helps people stay worldly. It helps people stay in their false religious systems.
Yep.
But that none of that's pleasing to the Father. Unless we walk in all truth, we have no hope.
Right.
Because Christ is the truth.
Yep, amen.
Yeah. So, yeah, everything that went on today, I mean, again, it was a glorious day, a lot of witnessing and fellowship and study and the Lord's Supper and all that. dealing with some issues, trying to help some saints. And it all came down to me. The thought I was just thinking today was to not be idle or complacent in our daily lives and to be diligently seeking the Lord. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And he that is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So it's just like every day. Sister Amma and I have to seek the Lord. Every day we encourage people to seek the Lord. If you do that every day, you're going to live a good life for the Lord. Where people go really bad is they're not seeking it every day. And they try to maybe seek 1 out of 7 days.
Yeah.
And that will fall down because that's not keeping the great command, loving the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
No, that's like being the 5 unwise virgins.
Yeah, amen. So I hope that this audio is encouraging you, and what we do encourages you to diligently pursue the kingdom of God.
Right, and here's another just quick thought.
Yeah.
And we've heard this before. If you reach out to us, we're going to hold you to the word of God if you're claiming his name.
Because we love you.
Yeah, we love God. We love you.
Yeah.
And we want to see you forsake and repent of all your sins.
Yeah.
And come to the knowledge of the truth before it's too late.
Yeah, and these things are serious matters of the Word of God. And we find most people do not take the Word of God serious.
No.
They say they believe in Jesus. Satan says he believes in Jesus. But they don't take the Word of God serious to obey it, to walk in it. I mean, I've been asking people that claim Christ, did you go down in the into water baptism with Christ? And they go, yeah. And I ask them, what are you supposed to be when you come up? And they all go, well, new creation, following God and keeping his ways. And I go, are you doing that? Have you come out of the world? Have you come out of man-made religion? Well, no, not really. So they're doing things that they're not even doing.
Yeah.
Like getting married and forgetting about your husband or your wife.
Yeah.
It makes no sense whatsoever.
No, it doesn't.
So diligently seek after the kingdom of God. We're here to help you do that. We're going to get some rest tonight, and we're going to get up tomorrow morning if the Lord gives it. And guess what we're going to do?
What?
We're going to diligently seek the Lord.
Oh, of course.
Right?
You caught me on
that
one.
Yeah, I did. I caught you on that
one. I thought you were switching the subject or something.
Nope. And we got some searching to do for an event for this weekend, and we are going to have some more fellowship tomorrow. And, yeah, we're just going to do the same thing we did today. We're going to witness, we're going to encourage, we're going to fellowship, we're going to study, we're going to praise the Lord, we're going to be thankful, we're going to look for eternity, we're going to look for the Lord's coming. What else, Sister Amen?
You know what else?
What?
If the Lord takes you home tonight, I'm going to do all that tomorrow.
You're going to keep going?
Oh, yeah.
You better.
Yeah. I might have to pick myself up a little bit a couple times, but oh, yeah, I'm pressing on.
Awesome.
Because he's
That's
worth
good
it.
To hear.
Otherwise, Amen. Guess what?
Then it's all for me.
You're an idol.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't want to be an idol for you. I don't want nothing standing between.
Yeah, we help each other, but that's not the reason we're doing it. We're going to keep going without each other. Same thing. If everybody in the body ran away, we're keeping going.
Oh, yeah.
And if we were to fall away, they should keep going.
Right. And I told the sisters today, I said, you know, even if we were all cut off, we all should be just rejoicing. Yep. And we could be thinking about the other one. We can also think about all the stuff that we had with people and keep serving the Lord. How can we not be joyous about what's ahead?
Yeah, that's our focus. Colossians 3:2, set your mind on things above. So
yeah.
Go forth and be a diligent worker in the things of God. Check out the gospeldon'tperish.com. Check out the Ecclesia Gathering. We'll have those audios up to edify you. Check out the videos on the top. Thousands of resources at our website. Because we want to help you grow up in the things of God, and we want to help you seek after the kingdom. And most of all, well, two things. We want you to give glory to God, and we want to see you in eternity.
Right. We don't enable people to sit in sin.
No, that's not love.
It's not good for either God or them.
That's not godly love.
No. We love you all.
All right. We're out of here, and we love you with a fervent, godly love, zealous for good works.
Amen. I love that word.
Yeah. Hey, till next time. Seek the kingdom, and we'll be back to you hopefully tomorrow with some more wisdom and edification.
Amen.
Are you ready, Sister Amen?
Yeah, I am.
All right. God be praised.